Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine. I'm about to give you my take on the first full moon of 2023. It's the Cancer full moon arriving on January 6th at 6:07 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Well, how's Mercury retrograde treating you? Oh boy, I've been having so much fun. Well, of course, that's sarcastic. But when we get to the lunar event on January 6th, we will still have Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, and it will be coming together with the Sun in Capricorn for this event. So, what are we looking at? We're going backwards in Capricorn, looking at some of those things that have occurred in the outer world, because Capricorn is about the outer world, in the governments, for instance, and corporations, and some of our consensus mind realities, and some of our own personal goals for our own outer world life, or stuff like that. And of course, the Capricorn polarity with the full moon in Cancer is that the sensitive, instinctive feelings are not there at all. They are focused on the home, the family, how can I be secure? And with Cancer, it has a lot to do not just with the literal physical security, but the feelings of security. I mean, one of the reasons that we build our nest is to feel secure. We populate it with people who are on our side or in our family so that we can feel comforted. And so this is where our instincts are. The moon is moving into a conjunction with the asteroid Pallas Athena. She is the wisdom warrior. And so despite the fact that Cancers are, you know, sensitive creatures, we also know that the crab has these claws that are really big and strong. And if they grab you and pinch you, you can't pry it off. You know, usually they have to cut off the crab's claw to get it off whatever it's gripped. So we can expect that some of those feelings and needs are going to be stronger because of the connection to Pallas Athena. And of course, the wisdom aspect of this can also be strong, and, you know, wanting to get the right answers for the quest to feel safe and secure. The lunar event has only got one square, and that is to Chiron in Aries. And you know, I spoke at length about the need for us to learn the right Aries nature and how to be a conscious and good leader, how to have courage, and, you know, to be able to be expressing ourselves without harm or being harmed for that expression. So this is something to keep in mind as we look at that polarity between those focused on the outer world and their own achievements and goals and those who need to feel safe and comfortable. Yeah. So how do we speak to these people? You know, one of the big issues up now, and I've been talking to friends about this a bit and seeing certain articles and stuff where it seems as though there are people who have, you know, kind of decided that they needed to just throw caution to the winds and live their lives and, you know, be out there. And, you know, some of them have been getting sick and, you know, bringing it to their family. There are people who are very strictly on their protocols, And so one of the things that we've been hearing, and this seems to be what would be the right use of the Aries energy, the individual self needs to be honored for their own comfort level. So we don't tell people what to do, but we also honor our own comfort level, and others that are concerned with us may also do that. You know, so for instance, if you need the person working in your house to wear a mask, you ask them and they should be saying okay, even if they never wear masks, you know, that kind of thing. It is also probably better not to chastise people for not wearing masks or, you know, feeling the need to feel the freedom. It's just the way life is now. So in order for us to bring together, you know, a meeting in the middle, we honor each other and the individualities of each other. You know, so this is a full moon where some of that may be coming up stronger, even stronger because of the new variation that isn't, you know, like the others and et cetera and so forth. So there are other reasons for this. Of course, there is the political arena. We can always look at that, but let's not. Moving on, the interestingly helpful thing about the lunar event is that the sun and moon are at 16 degrees of Capricorn Cancer, and so they are within orb of being sextile and trine to Neptune. So we can use our psychic feelings. This is a way to navigate, to step back a little bit and let the feelings tell us, you know, how to proceed in order to, you know, keep the peace and keep things comfortable. One of the things that it is exactly involved with is another asteroid. That's Vesta at 16 Pisces. Neptune's at 22 Pisces. Vesta is what I will protect at all costs. She is the keeper of the hearth, the tender of the eternal flame. And so she is also involved in exact degree sextile, helpful opportunities, that is, and trine, easy flow of harmony with the lunar in Cancer. So this is saying that, again, a two spiritual aspects, because Vesta is a priestess, and so we could utilize those thoughts and ideas to help us through this time frame. Of course, Pluto is still in orb, it's a wide orb now, of the sextile to Neptune also. It's Pluto in Capricorn, some of the changes that come in to the outer life perhaps also can benefit from feeling into. But as I've said in other podcasts, sometimes the Neptune sextile, helpful, has been instrumental in an unfortunate way in augmenting the fantasy aspect of what we're being told is supposed to be true, right? So we have to remember that. And Jupiter is sitting there at 1 degree of Aries. It is really not playing too much with the other planets yet, but it is in a sextile to Venus, although she's moving further away because she's moving on from 4 degrees and Jupiter's still there at 1 degree of Aries. But we may have the sense, which will be very nice, of optimism about our future and things that could occur, changes we could make. And Venus is in orb of a trine to Mars in Gemini. Of course, Mars in Gemini is still retrograde, But he's at that eighth degree, which is what he will remain on until he moves station and direct a little further down the road. So she will catch up and make the trine. And so we can, again, bring some of our values, Venus and Aquarius, for equality into our conversations, Gemini, and into our interactions with people, Mars, trine, Venus. So there is, very little real hindrance, just that Chiron thing we need to look at in order to resolve the opposition between the Sun and Moon energies and the Mercury. And Mercury is closer to being opposite Pallas Athena. So, we can say that there's, kind of some ease here. We have, of course, Saturn at 23 Aquarius. And a 23 Aquarius, pretty much out of the orb now of the square to retrograde Uranus and Taurus. So some of the changes that we want to see happening may be coming more possible. They may be measured, and they may be having to adhere to certain time frames and certain regulations, but they are not in as much of a challenge zone as they have been. And that can be very helpful to get the new year going for personal projects and even things in the outer world and our group affiliations and things like that. So the nodal axis is still in Scorpio Taurus, and Uranus is very close to the north node in Taurus. It's 11 degrees at this point, and so they feature also in aspect to the lunar event, but in a positive way. So investigating some of the changes, especially electronics, energy issues, how energy can be affecting us. Maybe there's a way to get energy on board to help us deal with some illnesses or issues that have to do with our career, etc. The Taurus energy would be trining Sun and Mercury, and in the helpful opportunity sextile to the Moon and Pallas. So it really is quite amazing to see such a lovely configuration. I mean, there's another thing that could be problematic. This is Jupiter and Aries as it is in opposition to the dwarf planet now, Ceres, at 4 Libra. So I think perhaps we are having some difficulty getting everybody on board. Maybe Ceres is trying to get some legislation passed that would be helpful for both the dietary and the children. This is something that Ceres is concerned always about. So, but there you have it, the first lunar event of the 2023 calendar. And of course, we will have our new moon, but by the time we get to the new moon, we've already had a Capricorn new moon. This one will be right at the beginning, like 1 degree of Aquarius coming later in January. And things will feel very different because both Mercury and Mars will be direct, for instance. So it'll be interesting to take a look at that later on in the month. So once again, I will wish you all the best working with the energies of the Cancer full moon on January 6th, and I'll say goodbye for now.